Yo, what's up, everybody? Since you guys all know it is tax season, I want you guys to know that today's sponsor is brought to you by Magnolia Tax Services. If you're a business owner or a high-earning individual, take control of your finances with the tailored tax planning services of Magnolia Tax Services. Their team of certified public accountants and enrolled agents specializes in maximizing savings for individuals and businesses by utilizing the latest tax laws and strategies. From complex business structures to high net worth individuals, they'll develop a customized plan to minimize your tax liability and increase your bottom line. Don't leave money on the table. Contact our partners at Magnolia Tax Services today for a consultation and get $100 credit towards your service by clicking the link in the show notes. That's right, guys. Like I said in the beginning, it is tax season, so you want to make sure you tap in with my guys at Magnolia Tax Service today. And once again, that link is in the show notes, and now we'll get right into the show. Yo, 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 what's good, everybody? Welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today I got another great episode for y'all, as y'all already know. But before we start the show, I would like to advise all the listeners, all the watchers, so please subscribe, leave that five-star rating, leave that review. Do all those things, like, share, comment, do all those things. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it. We're trying to run those numbers up this year. So if y'all could do that, like I said, we would greatly appreciate it. And getting right into the show, man. So today, I got another special guest, man. I told y'all when we started the year, I was coming with nothing but heat in 2023. And that's exactly what we're doing. I got my guy. He's been killing it in business. And he's going to come with a lot of value, a lot of gems. His name is Darius Bender. So welcome to the show, bro.
Appreciate you having me, bro. Glad to be here, man. It's a blessing.
Definitely, man. So getting right into it, man, for the people who this may be their first time seeing you, hearing you might be stuck under a rock somewhere. Give a brief background on yourself.
Absolutely. So from Boston, Mass. Originally, just moved out to Georgia. So near Atlanta. And essentially what I do is we help entrepreneurs get access to capital or aspiring entrepreneurs so they could be able to, you know, start, grow, and scale their business. Because this is a big problem, I feel like, in coming up. Like, I knew nothing about, you know, credit and getting funding. And now being around high-level entrepreneurs, you get to see, like, it's a whole different world. So I got introduced to the world probably about 2.5 years ago. I was in the nightlife industry
before
this. So this is a whole different realm. I came out to one of them conferences over the pandemic, nightlife shut down up north in Boston. So I had to figure it out. And I just started learning this credit game, started applying the information to myself. And I'm like, this is the cheat code. Like, everybody need this. So I start, you know, you start raving. I start telling friends, family, start helping them getting results. And then started a business out of it. And then now we helping others do the same so that they could, you know, change their lives, get in a better position.
So what being in the nightlife industry, what made you, because you said you went to the conference, but it had to be something before that to say, because most people, I feel like in those situations, that wouldn't even been a thought. Like, let me go to a conference to learn about entrepreneurship regarding how to get funding and stuff. So what made you do that?
I mean, I was trying to get out for a few years because, you know, when you young, like I came home from college. And I'm just trying all type of jobs, but
figuring it out, right?
Yeah, I did Uber Eats, Caviar. So then I had a what they call a big boy job. I was at the bank. I was at Citizens, and I hated it, bro. I lasted like 5 months, man.
Wow.
It just wasn't for me. You gotta sit there. You're not really like doing much. People getting on your nerves. Boss is telling you what to do, and not saying jobs are bad because of course they do have their role, but. I'm not just like a sit down and 9-to-5 dude. It's just not, it wasn't for me. So I got introduced to the nightlife by this girl I knew. She was in the nightlife. And then I just started going hard with it because it was something where I'm 22, outside, you can make good money. So I'm a worker. So I always been like the hardest worker in the room. So it's like, all I got to do is find people, get them to come to the club. All right, it's lit.
That's light.
Yeah. So I started making some good money. Started off working for somebody. And then learn the game, right? And as I learn the game, most people was just trying to do their own thing. But I'm like, nah, let me see what it's about before just getting into it, doing my own thing. And then 9 months in, I started running my own nights. And then, but what happened is after like three, four years, it get a little old. And, right? So I was kind of like, going to get out. But I'm like, where am I going to find some money like that you can make in the nightlife industry? So pandemic came and
shut clubs down.
Everything shut down. Well, not in Georgia, but where I was at in Boston, it was shut down. So I had to figure it out. So just went to a conference. Was just trying things, going through it, bro. Went to a conference, got in the room, and people was talking about things I ain't even heard of. Everyone's there. They like, oh, I'm in credit. I'm in trucking. I'm in social media. And I'm like, I'm making something up. I'm like, yeah, I do marketing. Because I'm like, clubs right. is like marketing, right? So I met my boy, one of my, shout out to my guy, Mel. He was in the credit game, and he showed me what he was doing. We was just exchanging value. I was showing him how, you know, what I'm doing online, running a little Facebook ads, creating some content. He's showing me credit. And I'm like, yo, I need to know that, like the credit. So I just started taking heed to it, bro. And then I just started really just going all in on it. And then just, you know, we was getting people results, getting people funding. And then I started teaching because I always like helping people. But once I learned you can monetize it, it was game over.
Mm. So. Man, that's a hell of a background, bro, for real. Yeah. So when you got into the industry, what was the first thing you did to really make you turn up and say, oh, this is it right here?
As soon as I got my first approval for like, that thing said 15,000, 0% interest. I said, oh, yeah, this is it.
For real?
And then I just went crazy. Like, I tell people, like, I got 167,000 in 47 days, right?
Damn, you was going crazy.
Yeah, because I'm real aggressive. But although I did, there's things that I could have done to be in a better position. I got a lot of personal funding at first, which is cool because you want to get some personal funding before you start getting access to business funding. But I was real aggressive to where I got a lot of new accounts. So then by the time I had gone to get business funding, it was getting, you know, 10s, 8s, 5K limits. But if I would have went out, got with a few credit unions, and that's why I tell people in the funding space, like, start off with them small banks. They're going to give you those $10,000, $20,000 limits off rip as long as your credit is in decent shape. Then once you got a few relationships, you can go get some bigger banks, right? Maybe your BOA, your Chase. I like Chase a lot. Yeah. So once you build out that profile on the personal side, you got 10 primary accounts, no derogatories, no lates. The utilization is low. I say under 15. I know by the book people say between 2 and 9, but I keep it real because, you know, doing funding, you kind of see like there's different data points.
Yeah.
And you got that strength. You want at least, before going for business funding, at least 4.5, 5 years of age.
Did you have like a great credit when you said you first started and you got that 15 quick? Like,
nah.
What was your situation?
So I had to build it up. So okay. I didn't have bad credit. Like, I didn't have no lates or no derogatories, but I didn't have really any credit.
Right.
So a lot of times people that have negative stuff, obviously they got to clean it up. But when you just got no credit, you could just go add what we call primary accounts. So you got like credit builder accounts, self, kickoff, credit strong, rent reporter, rental karma. You go get 5 right there, just like that. In 30 days, those are going to report on your personal credit report. Now you got them data points to be able to go get some personal funding. Then I tell you, instead of going crazy on the personal cards, go get like 4, right? Go get 3 credit unions or maybe an Elon Financial Bank, which is just your smaller banks in your community. Mm-hmm. They're going to give you the bag. Now you got 9 accounts, close to 10 accounts. Once you hit 10, now we can go get business funding.
Really?
Yep. You're going to set up your LLC, set that up the right way. But the problem is a lot of people, they go get their LLC, but they just think after they get an LLC and EIN, where's the money at? But I tell them, you want to make sure you get those things to set up your business in compliance, get you an actual business address, a brick and mortar location, right? People will be attached to like a Staples, a FedEx, or a P.O. box, not knowing that the banks are looking at that. And if they see your business don't have an actual building to it, that's a red flag. It don't mean you're going to get denied, but you'll probably get lesser, right? Then you go get you a toll-free number, like an 800 number or 833 number, right? Don't have your regular cell phone on there because, again, those are just little red flags that could lower them limits. And then next, just making sure that you have you're in a low-risk industry, right? So I tell you, when you're setting up your business, stay away from names like credit repair. Stay away from the word like investing or like even real estate.
Yes, fact. I was about to say it.
Yeah, I tell people that. They be tight. They're like, I'm in real estate. I'm like, bro, it's not saying you can't have a real estate business. Of course you can. Just don't have it in the name because these are kind of red flags.
It's high risk. It's a high risk industry.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we use words like consulting, solutions, worldwide. Keep it real vague.
Bro, you're giving away some sauce for real. That's it. It took me to when I started business to learn that, because I remember the first time I got business funding, I put real estate because I had a real estate company, and then the limit, I don't remember the exact number, but I remember it was low, and I was like, damn. Somebody told me, they was like, no, don't do that.
Yep.
Do consulting. And I'm like, okay, I did that. That shit went up like
crazy, right? Yeah. You're like, damn, just because of a name.
Just because of a name. Yep. A name, everything, bro. So you giving, I know firsthand what you're saying. It is, it's real shit.
Yep.
Yeah. So, like I said, you just giving away a lot of game already. So you said the P.O. box is kind of like just small red flags. And what was the other one you said? Oh, low risk.
low-risk industries. Low-risk industries. The right phone number as well, like not using your regular cell phone. Mm.
So what's some other low-risk industries outside of like consulting and stuff?
So they can use, I like marketing.
Okay.
Worldwide, solutions. Those are the names that I stick with, right? Because and then anytime you're in the educational field is actually getting the most funding right now. So if you're in like if you do any type of digital products or you do coaching whatever, and they ask you what industry your business is in, I like to say education or tutoring. Those are getting a lot of funding right now. Mm, yeah,
this is wild, bro. So you said you got a 167. How many days?
47 days.
And 47 days.
Yep.
So when you did you already know like this is what I'm about to do with this bag?
Oh, yeah. So as soon as I got the money, I already knew off rip. Like I said, I always like helping people. And I had tried like selling digital products before, but I couldn't figure it out on my own. You know, like when you be trying YouTube and Google your life away, it ain't it. But I'm telling y'all, if y'all tapped in, that ain't it.
No, it ain't.
So I went out, I paid somebody to show me. And my boy was the dude, my mentor, going crazy. I mean, he's talking about how he's making $1 million off of $27 products. I'm like, I've been wanting to get with them for a while, but the price was the price. I tell people like high ticket mentorships, they hurt. But what I learned is like that pain of payment that forced you to do the work. So I spent that money and just started going crazy. Once I learned the formula, I was just running it. So we were selling things to get people micro results because most people want to start off and they want to come high ticket. All right. They want to sell something 5K, 10K.
Immediately.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, if you go shopping, or if I tell you, yo, Xavier, go shop at such and such, what you going to do? You're going to go to Google, look up the reviews. You're going to see if they got some testimonials.
Yep.
I'm like, people want to start a business high ticket. They don't even got reviews yet. So my take was, if I could put out, like, I had, like, an ebook, how to get 100K in 90 days. I was giving out banks. I was showing people how to apply. I was giving them lenders lists. I was giving them mad value. That then we were selling it for like $11. Started making like $500 a day, $800 a day, $1,200 a day because we would get them in that funnel. And then you know how IG go. Once you know how to grow your platform, it's easy to get a lot of people to buy from you. Mm-hmm. And then once they get the result, they like, for $11, oh, I got to see what you got next. So then we start doing like two-day intensives, coaching people over 2 days. And then I'll do like a follow-up accountability call. People was getting results. And then the word was just spreading. And then that's just kind of how we built. We just started that educational business now. It's been about 8 months. And now we're doing some live coaching. Like I say, after we got people results. So we had a proof of concept. Yeah.
You not only, real talk, like listening to you, not only are you giving game on funding, you just giving real marketing branding game too. Mm-hmm. Because like you said, people will try to, I want to brand myself immediately. I want to make $1 million. How can I do it? I get this product for $3,000. I sell this. Like, bro, that shit ain't going to go like that. You ain't got no foundation. It's just not going to go like that. So you do got to give away. Like you just said, you giving away so much value. Then you give away so much value at a cheap-ass price.
Yep.
People just naturally going to mess with you after a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's game. So you talked about the ebook, how to get 100K funding.
Mm-hmm.
And how long?
90 days.
That's crazy. Yeah. So if you mind breaking that down, how do you do that?
For sure. So what you got to do is, depending on where you're starting at, right? If you got to clean it up, you got to clean up your credit. That's going to be step one. So what I tell people is we like to do like a factual dispute method, right? So 90% of people's credit reports have inaccuracies on them. So you're going to go find what's inaccurate, right? So I tell people, go sign up for Identity IQ. The reason I like Identity IQ is if you got to clean it up, it's going to show you all three reports. It's going to give you a lot of depth. So let's say you got like a late payment on like a Bank of America credit card. You could go check out like open dates, amount late, how late it was. If all three of those bureaus do not match up, if they're not 100% accurate, that account must be removed by law. So let's say on TransUnion, it says you owed $30.12. And then Equifax, it says $30 even. Those already don't match. So they got to get rid of that. Yeah. Another thing I tell people is update their personal information, because most people, their personal information is wrong as well. So like mine might say Darius Benders under Experian. Then TransUnion might say Darius C. Benders. That already is inaccurate. So we're just going to call the bureaus. Well, we're going to update that personal information. Now, any of those negative items that were attached to that wrong personal information got to go. So that's why I tell people these are how you can dispute. And then you can attack the bureaus a different way. You can send in letters attaching the negative account that we just went over, why it was inaccurate. You can also dispute online, or you can do something called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is a CFPB report. Okay. Just after you've already sent out your letters and you've done the online dispute, letting them know, hey, we haven't gotten the response or the result we're looking for, and then they're going to attack on your behalf. Yeah, so that's the cleanup process. And then from there, you're going to have to build it out. So like I told you earlier, you could literally go add Sell, Kickoff, Rent Reporter, Rental Karma. And the reason I like those rental accounts, most people don't even know you can report your rent, bro. I'll be telling people it's the sauce right there.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How do you report your rent?
So literally those two sites, which you're gonna go on them, right? And what it's going to tell you is not only are they going to report expiring, they're going to allow you to backdate it 2 years. That's what it says. But here's the real sauce.
What?
Here's the real sauce. And if y'all tapped in, don't say I didn't give y'all no game. I learned from by accident, right? When I had signed up, I was probably like 26. So it was probably like 4 years ago. No, it was less than that. Maybe like 2.5 years ago. But it tells you two years we're going to allow you to backdate. But when you go do the application, it's going to say, what was your moving date? So I put for my moving date, I put all the way back to when I was 19 years old. So then in 30 days, when my credit report updated, I now had two primary accounts that showed up as 9-year accounts, which brought my overall age up, which brought my credit up like 50 points.
For real?
So I'm like, yo, yeah. So you can go check out those two sites. It's going to go based off your moving date. Most people ain't going to want to give you that sauce because, you know, technically, you know, they're not supposed to give
I ain't never heard of that
yeah,
one.
I'm telling you, that's the sauce right there. So, yeah. And now we got mentees that's running that play, and they stretching the age out, and they're going crazy. It's just a way to beef up your profile. Because most people think it's credit score, but it's actually your profile. Your profile tells a story of typically it's supposed to be in alignment with your score, but, like, I get people who come with a 750, but they ain't got no credit built. They might got one student loan. They just graduated. They're young. They're not about to go get $100,000 in 90 days, right?
Mm-mm.
Or unless they build it up first. So you got to build it out. And then, so that's the primaries. And then what you're going to want to do is, if you're lacking age still, after we've making sure our credit's clean, we've built out our profile, our utilization is in position between 2 and 15%. Our inquiries are under 4. We want to make sure you don't have too many inquiries. That just means you look thirsty for credit, so the lenders can be a little shaky on that, mm-hmm. right? Once we're in that position, if you still need more age, then you can go add something called a trade line. But I tell people, make sure you don't add a trade line prematurely, because people think that that's going to replace those primaries, but it doesn't. It's supposed to just really give you that boost so that now you go from maybe getting those 5, 10K limits to 15, 20, $25,000 limits. And then, like I said, start with them credit unions, them small banks. They're going to give you the bag off rip. I like pre-qualified credit unions. You can go check out Nassau, FCU. Y'all can check out Dover Credit Union. They got a pre-qual. DCU, I like. They're up north. They give you multiple products. With one inquiry within a 30-day frame. Like, I got two of my auto loans with them and a $20,000 credit card with them. Y'all can go check out FNBO. That's another pre-qualified. Start with those because they're going to tell you if they're giving you the bag before even pulling your credit. Yeah, so that's the sauce right there, yeah.
Man, you giving away too much game, bro. So I want to go back to, like, the rent thing for a sec, because that's one conversation I hear a lot of people say. It never made sense to me why rent wasn't reported on the credit score. I'm like, somebody got a place to live. They got to pay rent every month. Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't this be on their credit score?
Facts, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That never made sense to me personally.
I didn't even know about it. I'm like, this is a thing. It's just what we don't know, we don't know. Nobody ever told us.
I never heard somebody say this is how you could get your rent.
Yep.
On your, and that's everybody paying rent, so that's
everybody.
The point.
You've been paying rent forever, right? Forever, a lot bro. Of it. You might as well get some credit built from it, right?
Forever, dog. Facts. So that's this is a powerful conversation. So you talked about banks, and one of the banks you mentioned is you said you like Chase right now. Why is that a bank that you fond of?
I like Chase on both sides, but I love them on the business side specifically because they got two credit cards that you can get 0% introductory period. And most bigger banks, their criteria they're a little more strict in terms of, like, them data points I went over. If you don't got those, they're going to give you either a lower limit or they're going to, you know, maybe deny you. But Chase, you could easily go get $20,000, $25,000 if your profile is built out. So Chase never let me down. And so I rock with them heavy. Yeah.
And I got I made sure I took a picture of it. It was something that you talked about on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You said how to get 20K and two auto loans from Digital Federal Credit Union within 30 days.
Oh, that's so the play.
I said we got to talk about this.
Oh yeah, for sure. So I was and I'm still in the Turo space, right? So I kind of slowed down with it. I still got, we started off, I had 5 cars. Now we're down to like 3. But the play on that, when I first got into it, I was trying to figure out how can I get, you know, multiple cars. So DCU, and it's crazy because this is when I had just started learning the credit game. I'm coming out. I'm trying to get busy in the car space now. So what I did was I went up there and I had asked her, hey, for an auto loan, you know, what's the process? She said it's a pre-approval. So I just, I had, my credit was in position now. They pre-approved me for $50K on the first auto loan. So I'm like, bet, $50K? Now I go to the dealer and I'm one, and then I start thinking, maybe I can get 2 cars with this $50K. It's just premature thinking. So I asked my banker, and this is why I tell people build relationships, bro, because my banker was so cool. Like, I would just pull up, and I had been in relationships. They're like, yeah, start building relationships. So I started bringing her coffee. She started chopping it up. So by the time I went to look at the cars, I was like, can I get 2? She's like, well, I'm not supposed to she's like, I'm not supposed to take this, but you can't get 2 with that auto loan. But what you can do is go get the car, bring us the purchase and sales agreement. Once you finalize the car, then you can go get another car, and we won't give you another hard inquiry as long as it's within a 30-day frame. So I'm like, bet. So I went back. I got the Jeep first, right? I got the Jeep first. I went back to the credit union. I said, I want to do another one. They gave me another $50,000. I went back. I got my Mercedes-Benz. So then I'm like, well, they just gave me both. So I'm like, what about a credit card? She's like, yeah. So I'm like, bet. So then they gave me a credit card. They gave me $20,000 limit. I took that. I tell people with your personal credit cards, you don't want to max those out, right? Because that's going to kill your utilization. Mm-hmm. But what I did was, you know, I'm an investor. Like, I'm a hustler. So mm-hmm. I took $5K off the card. I got a third car off of Facebook Market, right? And I made sure everybody do my due diligence. Now I started off, I had 3 cars that was all on Turo. They start, you know, cash flowing, making some money just from one credit union. And that was all within the 30-day frame. So, damn. Yeah.
Yo, that's a wild, bro. And that's, like I said, that's some old game. Because I'm pretty certain that people,
don't ask. We just assume. But I always say, ask questions. People be, they be thinking like the bankers are against you.
Right.
Not all the time. They'll tell you, no, you can't do that. Or yeah, you can do that.
Especially in our community. We exactly. think like, we go into the bank, we already hesitant,
yep.
nervous. We don't want to ask too many questions. Like we forget that they work for us.
Exactly.
They got our finesse. Money. Right. Like, yo, they got our money. They mm-hmm. work for us. You go in the bank, they work for you. You can't go in there all timid and shit, scared stuff. To ask a goddamn question.
Yep.
Ask the right question, it could potentially change your life. They could put you on some shit.
For real.
That relationship, bro, you touching on that, bro. That part is huge, dog.
Go drop some money in there. Go set up your direct deposit. I ain't saying you got to be committed because we don't commit to banks, but play the game, play the role. You go drop 50 in there in that checking, 50 in that savings. If you have more to play with, put more in there because you get like a bank rating. But if you could drop at least $50 in there, open a checking, open up a savings, set up your direct deposit there, what is that? What do you think that tells them? Oh, this person's committed. So I run that play. We call it the 50-50 play, 4 weeks in a row. And then on day 31, then go apply for that credit product.
Mm.
If your credit's already popping, though, you can just walk into some credit unions and apply day one. And they'll ask you, like, before you leave, hey, did you want to apply for our credit card? If your credit profile is strong, you got already 6-plus accounts, yeah, go on and do that.
Go on, do it. Absolutely. Mm. Talk about how important it is, because there will be some people that hear this. They might share this to their cousin, share this to a homie, share this to somebody who went to school. When they hear this, they're like, oh, what's up? We finna go get this bag.
Right.
But talk about how important it is to, when you get this bread, to have a plan. Because we don't want people to go out here and get 50, 100K in funding, and they at the mall in the Gucci store, like going crazy.
Yeah,
so like,
exactly.
Talk about that part, too.
You asking good questions, bro. That's one thing I always do. Like, even on my webinar we do, I tell people, like, listen, this money is not for... This isn't for you to do things that you don't already do. If you ain't living that lifestyle, don't start with this money. So I tell people, go make sure you invest that money. And my thing is, I think the first thing people should do when they get money is go pay somebody. Go pay somebody who's doing that thing that you want to do. If I want to start a podcast, I'm not starting on my own. I'm hitting my guy Xavier. I don't want to try because what's going to happen? I'm going to buy the wrong mics. I'm going to be pissed off. Now I'm frustrated. Then I quit. Yep. And it's just, I don't want to waste no time. So go find somebody who's doing the thing you've done. It's going to speed it up. Invest in skills, high income skills. Like, for me, it was digital products. That was something I wanted to do, and I knew it could make money and help people. So that's what I invest in. I also invested in sales skills, learning how to sell, learning how to create offers to help
that's
people.
That's important.
Right? How do you put together a program that's going to actually impact people? So that's what I spent like $50,000 last year just on like education systems because I knew it was necessary. Once you get to a certain point in your business, you're going to have to scale. And scaling means that you're going to have to sacrifice some things. You're going to have to give up some parts. So that's what I tell people to do. Go learn the thing and then run the play.
That's heavy, bro. Like, what changed my mentality towards sales was, I don't remember who it was. I was talking to somebody and they was like, man, at the end of the day, you don't got to be in business to be in sales. We all selling ourselves every single day.
Facts.
And I was like, I kind of understood what he meant, but I'm like, I want you to go deeper. Like, what you mean by that? He was like, bro, if you're trying to talk to a woman, that's sales. If you're in politics, what the hell you think? He's like, that's the biggest sales job in the world. The president is the biggest sales job in the world. And when he said it, bro, it hit for some reason. It just hit different. I was like, oh, I need to learn sales, dog.
Oh, that's it.
Like, you have to. But if you're trying to be an entrepreneur in business, you got to learn sales.
What you think? I got a question for you. What you think more important? I seen this question the other day, and I was pondering on it. Marketing or sales?
That's tough, all right? This is crazy. So I would say, this is tough. Yeah. I would say, because you can be a great marketer, because you're going to get the eyes, you're going to get the attention, and you're going to get some money, too. Mm-hmm. But your pocket is not going to be maximized to what it could be if you don't know sales.
Yeah.
But if you're a great salesman without the great marketer, you can still make a lot of money,
you can,
bro.
You're right. Because
you can still come in contact with a lot of people, mm-hmm. but
it's tough.
What you think?
So I was listening to people argue, and my opinion, I'm gonna be real. I think it's just based on like my personal experience. So I wasn't good at sales at all. Still ain't the greatest, but have gotten better. But marketing, if you learn how to market, especially with the social media, you could go crazy,
you could go crazy.
When I tell you, like, I'm talking about low ticket products, you learn how to just get people to your platform and how to create value content. You got that funnel in place, you could go make easily a couple thousand a week.
No facts,
yeah.
Now that you say that,
yeah,
only because of social media, I would give a slight edge to marketing because if you get enough eyes and you got a product that's got true value, it ain't gonna really be too much sales you gotta do.
Talking, right?
You're right. But if your product suck, gonna be you gonna have to push it a little bit more. But if you got followers, you can make some money.
Hell yeah. Absolutely.
You're right. When you put it that way, I would just give marketing a slight advantage. But what's some of the speaking of sales, what's some of the biggest things that you did learn when you put all this money and time into learning this?
Mm-hmm. So some of the biggest things I learned is in terms of like when you create an offer, like I think most entrepreneurs, they think if I'm selling something low ticket, it needs to be low value, right? Mm. I don't want to give good information until they pay me high. Kind of like what we said earlier, but if you give people value at every level, they're going to continue to grow with you. Like I've had people who have started with my $11 ebook who have come to like my 2-day intensive and then they're in my high ticket mentorship. But if I came with the mindset of, oh, it's just an $11 product, I'm going to give them some BS, then they're not going to that next level with you. So you got to give people value at every level. And it might sound cliche, but literally like just showing up consistently. Like I never seen anybody do the same thing over and over and get worse. It just don't happen. So you got to, after you obviously get the coach and you understand strategy, you got to understand that you're going to get better, but it's going to take some time, right? And you're speeding up your process when you do get that direction, that clarity, but you got to stay consistent. And then, advertising your business. Like, I spend a lot of money on, like, influencer pages, shout-out pages. I do a lot of that because I know that that's the key. Like, if they don't know you, he said, if they don't know you, they can't flow you. How can they buy from you if they can't see you? And it ain't even whoever's the best at what they do makes the most money. It's the person who gets in front of the most people. That's what makes the most money.
That's what makes the most money.
That's it.
And that's why it kills me when I see people. Well, it don't kill me because I be like, all right, whatever. But
you're like, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. Right. When people be like, man, you don't need social media, I'm be like, man, y'all don't know what's going on out here, bro.
Change your life.
Get that social media back, and you're gonna feel a little different. Like the more followers you got, and the more followers you get, it's going to be easier for you to make money.
Absolutely.
Because it's just more eyes.
More eyes. Simple math.
It's very simple math. Absolutely. More people see you, the more people going to potentially buy from you. And they say the average conversion rate for most businesses is like 3-6%.
Yeah. So how many eyes you got to get into to get sales? Exactly. And you want to post once a week and not run no sort of traffic. That's different.
That's, Man, that's, man, you just led me into something, because that's, you on social media, you going crazy. So talk about how important it is to be making this content and posting consistently, because people do, they be like, they post one time, mm-hmm. they might wait 3, 4, 5 days, yeah. post another one, then they be like, man, these are,
these ain't nothing, right? Like, yeah. like, bro, you ain't giving no effort, bro. Like, you ain't even test. So I tell people, like, yo, you're going to have to find, like, first of all, you got to get better at it. Like, I used to hate getting in front of the camera, bro.
Word.
I used to. When I tell you, I ain't gonna lie, I was scared to talk on the camera.
Me too, when I first started.
Yeah, everyone think that, you know, they suck, or they don't like the way they sound, or whatever it may be. And then I got into this program, and I learned how to create, like, viral-type content.
Mm.
Yeah, and that was the sauce. I'm not gonna lie. So, like, your hook is so important. Like,
what's the hook? What you mean by that?
For example, what you said, I screenshotted that video, how to get 2 auto loans and the $20,000 from DCU. Who the hell not gonna watch that video?
Everybody gonna watch
exactly.
It, everybody gonna
exactly.
Watch it.
So, like, I tell people, have a quantifiable amount, and then have, like, a time frame if you can. So, how to do X in X amount of time, right? How to monetize your podcast in the next 30 days. Oh, I'm watching that. I want to know how to monetize my podcast. So that'd be step one, making sure your hook is captivating. And then what you want to do is simply, bro, you want to deliver as much value as you can. A lot of the what and the why is what you're giving. And most entrepreneurs are taught, oh, give the what and the why away. They're going to pay for the how. But what I do, I give away some of the how. I want you to be able to possibly go and get a result from my free stuff, because I know if you do that,
you coming back.
You like, what you got going on? Like, what can I buy? Because that's leading with value. And if you lead with value and you're good at what you do, you'll never go broke. So that's the sauce on that. And then try to keep it under 25 seconds, just because Instagram is a very fast platform. You know, people just scrolling. So if you can get that under 20 seconds, you good. Once it's like over 30 seconds, people's retention might go down. And the way Instagram is going to push it out is the more watch time. You know, people, they just scrolling. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if people are really paying attention and you watching this, you listening to this, and you like, I'm trying to go my brand, I'm trying to do this, there is just gay. If y'all are really paying attention, it ain't going over y'all head. He just gave y'all the whole play on how to grow y'all brand at a fast pace. If you do what he just said, you do it every day, mm-hmm. especially if you do it twice a day.
Good.
Your following is going to blow. Yeah. And it's going to seem like it was overnight, but it's as simple as that. Really how you go viral for
it
real.
It is for real. And the last step would be make sure that, like, go look up, like, black business pages. Mm-hmm. Literally in the search bar, type in, or if you're a black entrepreneur, I like to, rather than saying black business, I'll say whatever's in your niche, right? Go find those bigger pages that got a couple 100,000 followers on it. You could pay them $50. Some of them might be $100. Some might be $150. You get in front of 200, 300, 500,000 people, even if 1% of that comes to your page. That's a lot of new followers, a lot of new eyeballs. And now when they come to your page, they're like, yo, this content's fire. And then you offer them either a low ticket or I do a free. Like, I do a free workshop. Who don't want to come? You see the value I'm giving you on the content. Why would you not want to come to the free workshop? That's where you get to over-deliver.
Man, you're giving away so much value right now. They finna go crazy in your DMs. Already, they finna go crazy, dog. So it's another viral video I seen you talk about. You talked about how to increase your credit score by 80 to 150 points mm-hmm. in 30 days. First, before I even ask you to break that down, just that title alone, like you just talked about, if I'm scrolling on my timeline and I see that, it don't even matter if I got the perfect credit score. I'm watching it.
Exactly.
It's just to see, and I might send it to somebody that got a messed up
credit score.
So, but break that down, though.
Yeah, for sure. So what I tell them was literally what we broke down earlier is in that post, I think that's what I do. I tell them, if you want to increase your score in the next 30 days, you have to add some primary accounts. So you could go on there. You could sign up. I want to say it's $29 a month. I mean, $29 initially, and then you got a maintenance fee every month. They're gonna charge you. I want to say it's like $48 a month, right? Now, Credit Strong is a similar type account, but they got something called a Magnum package, and that's just gonna be a bigger account that's gonna report and it's gonna show as a installment loan on your credit, right? You add that there, that's gonna give you some good weight. And then what I tell you is Kickoff, it's like a magazine subscription base, $7 to sign up. And then between like $3 and $15 a month, depending on what you want to do, it's cheap. You go add that. Now you got three. Mm. Now, the sauce right here is if y'all are in Navy Fed, right, go set up a pledge loan. A pledge loan is just where you're going to use your money right, to fund what is essentially a secure loan. But here's the play, right? So let's say, and you could do it for, like, as low as you want. So I tell my people, start with a $250 pledge loan. Or if you have more money, go set up five. Go set up five $250 pledge loans. Right. And what you're going to do is the next day after you set it up, you can literally call and say, I would like to pay down 90% of that, right? Now, all that's happening is you have a secure loan from the savings account, but they're going to move it back into your personal account, right? Which is essentially saying you paid it down. Now that money is back in your account and you paid down 90% of a loan. But I told you to set up five. So now on your credit report, it's going to show this person paid down 90% of five different loans. And your internal score with Navy is going to go crazy. So now after you paid down those credit loans, with the remaining 10%, you can set it up on AutoPay. So now if you did $250 and you paid 90% down the next day, the remaining balance, it comes out to be like less than $30 a month that right. you're paying. But now after you finish that, you go for they have a pre-qualified credit card. So now you can go for the pre-qual, see if you're pre-approved. And most likely because you did that pledge loan, you got that strong relationship with them. Now you're getting $20,000 to $25,000 limits off rip.
I ain't never even heard of that before. Yeah, yep. But it makes sense.
Pledge loans, it.
Dang, you're a G. Like I just said, man, yep. your shit finna be jumping, my boy. Trying. But like, man, it's so much we could dive into deeper in this. But what is because you've been doing this for a while now? What is the biggest things you've learned since you started till now? Things that you may have completely been have misconceived notions about that you like, no, I had that wrong. This shit is really what it is now.
All of it. No, for real. Cause like, think about it, bro. Like, where you say you're from Chicago,
yeah.
In the city, I'm guessing. Yep. Yeah, I'm from the inner city, Boston. Like, we come up, like, who the hell talking about going to get $100,000 to $150,000 from the bank? Like,
bro, you're not hearing this stuff where I'm from, bro.
You're not hearing it. What are you talking about? And if you do,
you're hearing this a scam, somebody trying to finesse
exactly.
somebody. Yeah.
Exactly. It ain't no tap in, none of that.
Right. tap in. Yeah,
this ain't that.
Yeah.
So even like just shifting your mindset. And that's why I tell people, like, getting in rooms with other entrepreneurs who's better than you. Some people say, like, getting in rooms with people who's like on your level, and that's cool too. But I want to be in the rooms where, like, everybody's better than me, because what that do is it expose you to information. And now that I know it's real, I never question whether this is legit or not. Because you see, you know, black entrepreneurs running around here making $100,000 a day. You see people $1 million in a week. Whereas before, I'm like, ain't no way. So really just like power and proximity. So much power and proximity in your environment. And just that anything's really possible. If somebody's done it, like, I'm the type of person, if somebody's done it, like, I believe I can do it. The only thing I need is the information, because I already know that, like, I'm going to execute. I'm going to run the play. So those are some of the things I really learned since being in this whole, you know, digital entrepreneurial space.
Man, this is a really important conversation, just because as business owners, we know at the end of the day, most businesses eventually fail because the lack of funding.
82%. 82%. The number one reason, lack of funding. Literally, that's the number one reason.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And so this conversation is helping so many people. If they're in a position where it's like, because this is, we technically in a recession. So I know it's a lot of people out here don't get that's low on funding. That's
absolutely.
Like, I need something to continue my business.
Yeah.
This is definitely could help people that's listening to get that funding so they could keep that dream alive. You
for
know
sure.
what I'm saying? So this is a super important conversation. And I also want to talk about this for a second, because as entrepreneurs, I love having this conversation with people. How do you, you've been doing this for a while. I could tell you a natural hustler. How do you keep that edge? Because it's easy. I don't know if you ever experienced this before, but it's easy after you experience wins to just kind of scale back and you start feeling yourself a little bit.
Yeah, that happens.
Man, fuck it. I don't want to work today, man. I made too much money this week. I don't feel like working. So how do you keep that edge where it's like, no, I'm still about to keep getting to it?
Bro, honestly, and you're absolutely right. It happens. Even some days you're like, man, I hit a low. I'm good. But honestly, like, just, and that's why I say staying around people who's better than you. Like, you know, I might hit something crazy. I might do like, you know, X amount in a week. And I'm like, it's lit. But then I'm in a group chat where dudes is talking about they doing triple that. And I'm like, oh, nah, I got to get back to work. Yeah, and that's why it's so good to be around people who's like that. And then, like, I've been broke before, so I don't never, I ain't never going back to that. So you ain't finna care. I don't care how much I make. I'm still working for a while. So perfect. That's kind of how I move. I don't never want to go back to that. So that's my move. That's all the motivation I need.
All the motivation you need. Yeah, right. I want to be back broke. Because that's a bit, man, I'm telling you, bro. I talk to so many entrepreneurs, especially that in the, because there's a lot of people that then came up over since 2020.
Yeah, pandemic time.
Bro, I know about 50 people that didn't came up, since then. Yep. And it's been like, man, I've had 2 years of wins. It's been like, good. I don't got that motivation like that no more. It's like, how do I bring it back? I'm like, bro, I don't know. I think it's different for everybody.
Yeah, everybody got their own internal thing.
Yeah, got their own internal things they balance. But with me, it's like, man, with me personally, I'm like, man, you need a big ass goal.
Big as hell.
Super big. Yeah. And as long as you got that, you ain't met that yet. Me personally, that's going to keep me.
What's your big goal?
So my number one focus right now is podcasting. Fire. I'm trying to do a huge ass network go crazy, have the most content, because I know at the end of the day, whoever got the most content, the best content, they're going to make the most money.
You're doing it too.
So I'm going crazy with work. I'm starting new shows. I'm finna go fucking crazy, bro. It's finna be a wild decade for me. So that's my thing. And I want to talk about this too, because as a man, in the A, you winning, shining, man, you know what I'm saying? So what's it like as a man staying focused when it comes to, you already know, when it comes to the chicks, comes to the women, that's another huge distraction for people.
Not facts.
How are you able to stay focused with all this craziness surrounding you?
Bro, I tell like dudes, like you gotta be disciplined, and you gonna have your fun. It is what it is. But like, I did that. Like I've been even before I was in it. Yeah, like women was never really an issue. But I see now more than ever, like you said, you leveling up. Women is smart. They know what time it is. So you just gotta really like make decision. Like you gonna play, but you can't play too much. And one thing I don't do is I don't ever let it get in the way of the work. Like the work for me is always, it's priority, because that's what I'm on right now. Like I got big goals, like you said. But you know, when it's playtime,
the work, man, I try to tell dudes this all the time. And I remember having this conversation with different women, because women, they look at you like, what?
Yeah.
Like, man, the work is always going to be number one.
Always. And I think that's a tough conversation. It's a tough thing for people to hear, but you got to think, like, there's a reason we doing the things that we do, the focus level. So that can never. That can never go. Like, I'll just tell you, like, listen, it's work time. Like, this is whatever we were supposed to do or whatever, you know, you thought, I got you, but I got to handle business first, right? Mm. You got to stand on that. Because that's the foundation.
Exactly, bro. In my opinion, specifically for men, If your work is not your number one priority, I think your life going to be kind of out of order.
100%.
And you're not going to be reaching new levels and stuff like that. And then another way I look at it is, if my work is not number one, how can I fully take care of all these responsibilities? How can I fully take care of my girl? How can I fully take care of my family?
Yep.
If the work is not the number one thing.
Exactly. Because all that comes from what? The result of the work.
All that comes from the lifestyle that come with it, and all these things that your family may love.
Like
it comes from the work. So if the work not number one, it's like the rest of that is gonna scale back.
And you're gonna be wondering why.
You gonna be
And what I tell single dudes is like, yo, you gotta realize, like, when you out here, if you're just chasing tail all day, like, you're essentially, what you're doing is you're holding the money back. But if you go out there and you chase the money, what do you think comes with that, right? You got your mind right. You in the gym, you getting money. Like I said, women is smart. They can tell when you in your bag, you're ambitious. So all you got to do is chase the thing that's going to help you be a better man, you know? Everything else gonna come with it. That attention and all that, it come with it. But when you just chasing tail all day, you're doing the opposite. You're running from the money, essentially, because you can't juggle 2, 3, 4 women and be focused. It ain't possible. Bro, I tried it before. It ain't it.
Talk about that though. It'd be a lot of dudes out here that be like, man, I'm gonna have 3, 4 different chicks, and I'm gonna be a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. Billionaire, I'm like,
cap.
How much time do you really think is in a day?
Yeah.
So I have 5 women and have a multi-million-dollar business, like exactly. For real.
I'd be having a hard time having one consistent text, but I can't do that whole 2, 3, 4, 5 of them. Or good.
It's gonna be nearly impossible. And plus, as men, like, when you gonna, I was having this conversation recently. Like, we put here to dominate, mm-hmm. and if you're not dominating when it comes to professional wise,
facts.
It's gonna be something else.
Absolutely,
it's gonna be something. Whether it's women, you just chasing women all day, or if it's some kind of other crazy vice, it's gonna be something.
Always something.
Video games, it's gonna be something. Like, we put here on this earth to rule and conquer. So why not make it something that's gonna benefit you, and everybody
exactly.
else attached to you?
Exactly.
That's how I see.
See it the same exact way, bro. Why not? Here, make it happen.
Make it happen, man. And I want to get back into the funding real quick. Mm-hmm. So if somebody listening to this, right? They like, oh shit, it's up. I ain't never heard of this. Mm-hmm. But they want to get started today. They might not have the best credit or whatever, or in the best situation. What's your best piece of advice for them right now to get that ball rolling?
Save up some money. Get your personal credit right. That's the foundation. If you got to go work, go do some Uber. But whatever you do, you need to prioritize your personal credit, because that's the foundation for everything, bro. Without the personal credit, You can't do much. We have to get that in position, because that's just going to open up all the gates. You could go get the money. Then you could go get the game, go start the business, go scale the business, grow the business. But without the personal credit profile, it's going to be very hard. Even outside of entrepreneurship, think about down payments on cribs, interest rates on cars. Credit, your personal credit is going to be everything in life. Bad mm-hmm. credit is expensive.
It affects your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It's crazy, because, like, if people really paying attention, they will see how much game this is. Because if you get this funding and you're somebody that's got crazy ideas, business ideas, you mm-hmm. want to get out here and put the work in, you don't have to use your own money.
Exactly. You can be dead broke today. 30 days from now, you go get 100 bands, even 50 for most people. Your whole life is totally different. Your whole life. Now you created cash flow. Now, you know what I'm saying? You feeling yourself, like you said.
Exactly.
And it's just a whole different game.
Bro, imagine you go get 100K in funding, right? Start a business, because you got to pay back this money. Mm-hmm. But it don't come. If you start the business and the business generating money, now the business paying back the money. So you just started a whole.
From nothing. And it's 0% on the business side. The reason I love business, because most business credit cards are 0% introductory period. Like, for example, Chase, 12 months. That's a whole year. You telling me you got to go get busy on that money? And then even after that, you don't got to pay it back in full. You just got to start making your minimum payments.
Minimum payments.
That's it.
Like, this is, bro, I try to tell people all the time, bro, this country was built. It was built for business.
Literally, to thrive.
And entrepreneurs.
Yep.
And if you're not putting yourself in position to even if you want to work a 9-to-5, you can still do this.
Absolutely.
Like, you know
side
what I'm saying?
Side hustle, something.
Side hustles, you can still
something.
Do this. It's going, you can't get all the perks and awards in America if you not have some kind of legalized
hustle,
functioning business, bro.
Yep, absolutely.
You need a license of business to get all the real perks in America, because this all this country is. It's just a big ass corporation.
100%.
So, you know what I'm saying? So
taxes, all that.
bro,
waxing you.
We need to go into taxes of it. Man, bro, you definitely going deep, man. So I want to ask you this. So what's the top three books, because people always want to know, man, what you reading? I know you get that question a lot.
Yeah.
What books you reading? So what's your top three books?
So my top three business, if y'all looking to just get y'all finances right or change your mindset, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Okay.
I'm reading by One Too Many by Flalin, James Flalin. James Flalin.
One Too Many?
It's a webinar. Yeah, so I do run webinars. I've been running a webinar play for, we're coming up on a year, so we've been running a webinar every week for almost 52 weeks now. So just trying to get better, structure better offers, learn how to more so like talk to people better. And then Alex Hormozy. So I'm reading his book on creating better offers, because offers is everything. And I touched base on it lightly earlier, but one thing that happens is when you're looking to create an irresistible offer, it's so important that it delivers all the components that your ideal customer or whatever is looking to buy. So like, the way you talk about the offer, what benefit is the customer actually getting out of it? Like, if I'm looking to sell something for, let's say, $5,000, it can't just be, oh, here's some modules. Like, now I got to come up with, how can I make sure they get some deliverables? That's maybe it's maybe it's a semi done for you or done with you. How can I make sure that they're getting the most value out of it, whether we're doing live coaching calls or whatever it is? So in that book, he talks about how to create and structure irresistible offers so that you can sell more. Because some offers you hear, you just like, I want it. Like, there's no way I ain't getting it. But there's some offers, like, for example, on a webinar, when people come, they come because they want the thing that you have, right? They want the offer that you have. That's why they're there. For example, how to get 150K in 90 days. That's my workshop I do for the people. So everyone in the room, I have an understanding. They're here because they either have bad credit, they want to set up their business right, or they need to know how to get the funding. So for me, understanding that, how can I, one, talk to them better so I overcome their objections, right? So that they want to buy my product, which is going to help them. So I don't have to be super salesy. I just have to get them to either believe in themselves, or I have to let them know that my offer is the best offer, right? So that's what it comes down to when you talk about selling. Like, you don't have to be super salesy. I have the product that you need. Now, what is it that I need you to overcome in order to take action and take that next step? So there's some books that I'm reading that kind of go into that.
That's important, bro, because as consumers, I think when we see an offer, even if we want something immediately, we don't think of that they strategically put this together to make me want to do it.
Yeah, they just think.
We
like,
just think it just happened.
Exactly.
Just popped up like, oh, damn, that's dope.
Exactly.
I want that. We didn't think like, oh, they really plot and strategize on this offer. Absolutely. To make me feel like I need this right now.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's extremely important. And I had one final question for you. I can't, it slipped my mind when we talked about the offers. I got stuck on that. I'm like, man, that should just slip my mind real quick. Let's make a pivot real quick. I want to ask you. I'm trying to think of a way how I can put this. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest regret in business?
My biggest regret is that I didn't do this sooner, so that I didn't learn credit sooner. Real talk, bro. I feel like, I tell people, like, bro, I didn't learn credit until I was 27 years old. Now think about that. Like I'm a grown person. I don't know nothing about credit. I don't even know how to look at a credit report. But you got to think, like, no one ever taught. Schools ain't teach you that. And most of the times we come from, like I said, being in the neighborhood, ain't nobody talking about credit. Like, anyway, we ain't around the way like, yo, yeah, you got your credit right. No one's on that. Nobody. And most of the time our parents, it's not that they have bad credit. It's just that it's a different time. They was taught really like, don't use credit like that. Get a credit card, don't ever use it. Like, they ain't leveraging and all that. Yeah. So really just doing this or finding out about the information sooner, I would say, would be my biggest regret.
Right.
Yeah.
He said, I wish I would have started soon. That's what a lot of people say. When you find out about something, and it game you up and change your life, you like, damn, how the hell I ain't never know this?
But you don't know, you don't know.
If I'd known this 10 years ago, I've been a millionaire. Chilling.
I'd have been somewhere on the island, cooling.
he said, I'd be on the island, cooling. And this was the final question I got for you. So, regarding back to social media, so real quick, because you talked about branding and marketing, just real quick for somebody that's starting, because I know people, they listening to this on the ground level, they say, I'm trying to turn up too.
Mm-hmm.
They got no following. They ain't even got no niche like that for real yet, mm-hmm. but they want to grow their brand right now. What's the sauce you got for them to help them grow real?
Okay, if they want to grow their brand and they got no niche,
they ain't even figured out their niche yet. Let's say they did figure out their niche.
Okay, if they figured out their niche, this is what I'm gonna tell you to do. All right, if you start from scratch, I want you to make 6 posts. Right, all 6 of these posts, you need to be creating no type of content except value content. So, what's the niche? Give me a niche.
Let me see. Give me some Emilio.
I'll pick one. All right. Let's say you're in marketing.
Okay.
Let's say you're in a marketing niche. All right. What you want to do is just create 6 value content videos, right? All under 30 seconds. You want to give straight game. But what you want to do is you want to break down the different components of marketing. So one of your posts, talk about how the content, right? How to create viral content. And in your second post, let's talk about how to captivate people's emails and phone numbers and why that's important, right? The next post, talk about sales funnel, right? Why is sales funnel going to help them 3 or 4x their sales in the next 30 days, right? And then I'm going to create 3 more posts on those same topics, just giving them different game on it. So just like that, you got 6 valuable posts on your page. Now what I'm going to tell you to do is go get $50, $100. go to those bigger pages, right? Those bigger pages have the people who are in business. Go in a search engine, type in black business pages. Everyone who follow on them pages is either in business or they're into business.
A lot of them, too.
Absolutely. So many. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is go your best performing post from your page. Go put it on those pages. And in the caption, don't sell anything. Say follow so-and-so for more game on marketing and making money online. And then offer something free at the end. DM him the word digital for his free step-by-step guide to how to make $10,000 in the next 30 days. Just like that, now those people are coming to you. They're now indoctrinated with what you got, and you're giving them something free so that they can get some value before asking them to buy from you.
That's game. Because the first time you're introduced to someone, when you're selling them something, they're naturally kind of going to be kind of like
skeptical.
This is the first time I ever seen you. Absolutely. You were already trying to put something up on me. Like, man, yeah. Get your ass on. So that's definitely real, bro. And bro, you just gave out a lot of game, bro. But before we wrap up, man, I want to say I appreciate you taking out the time to come out here, come to the city, get this done. This
going
to go crazy, dog. Trust me when
appreciate
I tell you.
But
before I let you go, mm-hmm. plug in all your stuff, bro, where people can find you, follow you. They can become a client of yours.
For sure.
Everything you got.
All right, so what y'all want to do is follow me on Instagram and YouTube at Darius Benders. Then what you want to do is, listen, if you DM me the word 100K, all right, I'm going to invite you exclusively to a free workshop where I'm going to be breaking down the 3 steps to how to get 150K in 90 days, y'all. So DM me the word 100K on Instagram, and I got y'all.
Hey, tap in. And I'm going to put the link to your stuff. Yes, I'm going to put that in the show notes of this episode. So everybody that's tapping in, hit that link in the show notes of this podcast. And y'all can follow me on all platforms. I'm at the official Xavier Miller on Instagram. And you can follow the Millionaire Mindsets. That's everywhere on TikTok, Twitter, YouTube. Instagram at the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. And that's all I have for y'all on this episode of Millionaire Mindsets. See you guys next episode. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.